Okay, today's daf in Maseches Ksubis is daf Kuf Ches. Kuf Ches in Maseches Ksubis as we continue our march towards the end of Shnei Dayan Gzeiros. And we get towards the Agadatives. So here we go. Mishnah on Kuf Zayin Amabez at the bottom. So as we mentioned at the beginning of the parak, there's going to be two statements from Hanan and seven statements from Admon. That's the parak. That's why it's like an idiot type of parak where every Mishnah talks about a different topic. But again, these are connected, but they're different ideas within at least the first year are different ideas within husband and wife relationships, and then it branches out a little bit. Says the Mishnah, Misha halach lemedina sayam va'amar echad upinis es ishto. Unlike the previous Mishnah, right? The previous Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the Perek said that if a man goes to medina sayam and the woman comes to Bezin herself and says, "I want mizonos machlokas," whether she gets mizonos with a shvuah, without a shvuah, and then we add in the Gemara whether she's entitled to mizonos or not. Is it a case of Shemabo Shemes or not? But here is different. Man goes to Medina Sayyam, woman doesn't come to court. But all of a sudden, there's a good Samaritan neighbor that gets up, and all of a sudden, is Mefarnes the wife. He sees the situation, and he's Mefarnes her. Hanan Omer Ibed Esma Osav. Hanan says he's a tzaddik, but he's not getting paid back. Ibed Esma Osav. He didn't make any condition with the husband. He didn't do anything al tnai, al manas. So he did a mitzvah, wonderful, but Ibed Esma Osav. He loses his money. He doesn't get. This is not considered giving money to the husband. He didn't give money to the husband. He didn't lend money to the husband. Ibed Esma Osav. Tosas points out on the bottom, Chanan Omer Ibed Esma Osav, right? This is somewhat different than the case in earlier. Hayori Latov Sadash Al Chaveru. If I go to your field, go down into your field without your knowing, Vinata Shalok Bershus, and I plant some trees. You know, you need some trees planted, and I went, and without your asking, I planted some trees. So there we say that you get paid like a worker. Whatever a worker would get paid. The Shamalo Ka'aris, Ula Bonech Ravazo Shechaver. Or I know that, something's broken in your house. I know that your window got smashed. So without your knowing, I go and fix it for you. So in those cases, you have to pay. You have to pay, even though he didn't make such a tenai. So why is that different from here? So it says, Tosan's an important yisod. Over there, there's a Davar Sheba'en. There's you could see the it's in front of you. The Hasam test says Tosas, three lines to the bottom. Ba'enhu, if there's an object in front of you, v'dinhu sheyitol, and therefore that you could concretize the chiyuv and say, look what he fixed for you. Aval hachalo ishbiach lo shum shevach lechasim. Here he didn't increase any specific shevach. Ela sheyitzilu migvias balchovo. He saved him from the woman coming and saying, where's my mizonos? So he saved him. He didn't give him anything tangible. It's the phrase the Gemara uses. It's like chasing away a lion from your friend's possessions. Even though there is general hana'a, but in every halachic context you have to look at, is this hana'a that is halachically recognizable, that has teeth, that makes you pay back? Right, so here is one of the examples. If you have to pay back if somebody does this for you, is this called? Is you're getting a benefit from it? Nobody's going to argue with that. But Hanan says it's not enough of a benefit to be mechayiv the husband. It's not a direct enough benefit to be mechayiv the husband. And again, the Gemara will talk about other cases. But again, in every halachic context, you have to figure out: does hana'a translate into enough of a halachic entity? Like Mudr Hana, we're going to talk about in the Gemara. If somebody's Mudr Hana, in Mesechus Nedarim, I'm not allowed to get Hana from you. So how direct or indirect does the Hana have to be? Kiddushin. We spoke about it, I think, recently, a few blot ago. If a man gives a woman some type of Hana, so how much, if the woman is in trouble with the law, the Mishnah is at the end of Kiddushin talks about, and the man talks to the authorities for her, and all of a sudden she gets off, she gets out of her problems. Is that Hareya Mukadesh's Li through the Hana that you got from me? By my talking to the authorities. Does that work? All these different types of Hana. If she gives him a present and she's so happy that he's an Adam Chashuv, so that she says, oh, I'm a Kudeshus through the Hana that I receive from you. So all these are cases we have to look in every halakha context. When is this called enough Hana'a for this context and when it isn't? So Hanan says, even though Lamaisi obviously got Hana'a, but it's like Mavriya Harim and Chadero. It's indirect. You prevented a loss. You prevented a loss. Or you might say, Hanan holds a penny saved is not a penny earned in this context. Just because, you know, you saved the husband the penny doesn't mean that you gave him a penny. So therefore, you don't say that the husband has to pay back. Fine. Nechleku alav b'nei kohanim gedolim. The kohanim gedolim argue with Chanan. V'amru yishavaka mahosi v'yitol. No, the parnas that got up by himself is entitled to get paid back from the husband. Meaning, it is enough, it is enough, it is direct enough to the husband, and therefore he owes him. Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinis kedivrehem. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinis says like them, like the B'nai Kohanim Gedolim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yof Omer Chanan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, no, he agrees with Chanan that he loses his money. He niach ma'osav al karanat tzvi. He put his money on the horns of a deer. He was going to get lost. He lost his money. So therefore, he agrees to Chanan. Rashi does point out that if he did it almanas, he did it as a loan, he says, I'm doing this so that the husband pays me back, so then he's going to have to get paid back. Then he's doing it by favor, says Rashi. Avalim, says Rashi, Shlom marti lecha halveni vani apare. If the woman doesn't say, lend me and I'll pay back for you, or if he doesn't say that, Aval im hilva es ha'isha moslem zon oseha, almanash et tashalim lo. If it's an almanas case, then hu tova hi tova asabal. So then what? He can be toveya her, he gave her mizonos. He could come to the woman and say, pay me back for my mizonos, and then she could go back to the husband, v'itobas labal, she would go to the Baal and get paid. So therefore, says Rashi, if it's almanas, so then we would say that it would work. Just like earlier, Rashi quotes the same amud we had up earlier. If a woman has been ma'enes and she leaves, so then she doesn't get her mizonos back. Mashenkin, if she hadn't been ma'enes or she didn't leave, she would. But that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, if it was an almanas case, so then the lender could go to the woman, and the woman could go to the husband. So just on that detail, the Ran quotes the Ra'ah who argues. The Ra'ah, right here on the Samach Gimel Amud Aleph in the Ran, says, he quotes Rashi, and he says, the Ra'ah thinks differently. You're right. If it's an almanas case, he's going to get paid back. But don't tell me the lender's going to go to the woman and the woman's going to go to the husband. You don't need the middle. You don't need the middle person here. The cause of our Ra'azal, the Iker Chiyuva Shel Malva Al Habal Hu. Right, the Iker is chiyuv on the Baal. The husband has a chiyuv mizonos, so he paid for the Baal. Shekak tikdu chachamim. Shetehei ha'isha kishliach habal. The isha is like the shliach of the husband. Lil vos alav. Dumya da almana, sheyafakocha sheyimucherish lavabezer. Just like an almana, we discussed this a number of times earlier. She's the shliach of the yisomim, exactly like a shliach, kishliach. Either way, but she is kind of acting on behalf of the yisomim. She can sell even shlomo bezdin, but the achrayas al yisomim. That's what he mentioned. She sells, and the yisomim have to have the achrayas. So to hear, af beishus ish, she yicholu lavos al nechse habal. So says the Ran, a little machlokas between Rashi and the Ran b'shem the Ra'ah. When we say that almanas, he would have to pay back, so is that going through the woman or not? Even if it goes through the woman, you're right, using Shibuda to Rabbi Nassan, you would say A to B and B to C. But still, do you need Shibuda to Rabbi Nassan?
What kind of Shibuda does a man take? Because, by the way, we found a way to call it a Nishbah and Niftar, because the wife is...
What Shibuda? No, what? Well, the Shibuda here is being taken by the Malva. Right? Shishavaka Mahotzi Vito.
It'd be
a Nishbah Vinotel, a Shibuda to Rabbanan. Like all that list of all the Shibuda to Rabbanan. So it wouldn't be Dar. This is not a Shibuda to Raisa. Okay. Let's continue. So the last line of the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agrees to Chanan. He put money al karan atzvi. He put it on the horns of the deer. What kind of lashon is that? He put it on the horns of the deer. So a number of pshatim given why dafka that lashon is used. The Tosfos Yantif here on the Mishnah gives two pshatim. He says a tzvi is very fast. Hatzvi kalarutz, as we could all imagine right now, as we got up at 6:15 in the morning. Kiahi, like it says in Avos, right? This is quoted at the beginning of our Chaim. But at the Mishnah later on in Pirkei Avos, have a Ratz Katzviv, Yigibur Gari, you gotta wake up, Rasona Vicha Shvashamayim. Right, so the tour starts off Shulchan Aruch. So says the, his tour Shulchan Aruch. So Tzvi is very fast. So that's why, Venimsa, Shazeminiach Hamaos of a Karen Tzvi, who Mizuman Lahafsid. It's gonna get lost. Shatzvi Yarutz Kalchish, a Tzvi is gonna run very fast, right? Naftali. Right, Naftali is Ayala Shalucha, then a story in Misach HaSotah, when Naftali runs back to Mitzrayim to get the star by Maharsa Machpela that he deserves to be... I'm sorry?
I was going to call it Tzvi Shalucha.
Right? Why is he called it Tzvi Shalucha? Okay, but it's the same. The symbol of the animal is the deer. So number one is the Tzvi is very fast, and number two says the Tosfos Yontif Vishamati. I've heard from the zoologists Sheteva Hatzvi Lahapil Karnosav Lizman Yadua. I've heard that we could go ask the experts that deer shed their horns. And they grow new ones. They shed them. And sometimes you see they grow big and then they fall off. V'shema yapilam ba'achas ageos o apchasav lo yimsu. Or maybe they'll just get stuck somewhere and they'll lose their horns. So too, that's the idea of Karen HaTzvi. Just like a Tzvi loses their horn, so too you lost your money. So that's the 2 days of the Tosfos Yontif. The Hafla has an unbelievable pshat. The Hafla says, why Hidiach Akaran HaTzvi? Hidiach Akaran HaTzvi. It says, Yochanan Mitzakai really likes Chanan's pshat. What did Chanan say? Ebaid Esma Osav. Ebaid Esma Osav. So Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakai says, I don't like that Lashon Ebaid. What did he lose here? Ebaid. Look at the mitzvah that he did. He got up and fed this woman in trouble. That's Ebaid. You call that an avud? Lefini is daiti near the first kipashte. The Yochanan ben Zakkai Amar Yafa Amar Chanan Shah Din Din Ms Shein Habal Meshalem Mokshiyava. Fine, the Baal doesn't pay. The Dik Bigdvarav Shamar Ibn Esma Osav Velo Zachu Beinav Shein Lachat Staka Gdola Mizur. This is a great staka. Kihiyaisa Aniya Bishosa Shah Vaisatzuicha Lachzor Lapsachim. She's gonna have to go beg. Vehu Pirnasa Bechvota Betoch Besa. And what a Chazal say is about staka. Karen Kayemes Lololam Haba. Karen Kayemes Lololam Haba. That's what he means. And B'nai Yisrael are called for Yesh Lafarish Lashon Tzvi Kemo Hatzivi Yisrael Pasuk at Shmuel Beis Shu Matzeven V'Kiyumen Shel Yisrael. Karen Hatzvi. Tzvi is a Lashon of Klal Yisrael. And Karen, you did it. Karen Kayemes Lololam Haba, says the Hafla. That's the Haniyach Mosal Karen Hatzvi. Don't say Ebaid Chanan. It's not an Ebaid here. That's only in this world. But it's really Niyach al Keren Hatzvi. That's number three. Tosfos Yontif gives two pshatim. The Hafla gives a third pshat. Okay, there's a fourth. You can look in the Biur Hadaf if you got it, if you have it at home, but we'll move on. Says the Gemara. It's not awesome. Says the Mishnah in Meseches Nedarim. Okay, we're getting our feet wet already. Hamudr Hana Mechaveiro. Mishnah says there, if somebody, Reuben is Mudr Hana from Shimon. I am not allowed to get Hana from you. Right, mudr hana mechaveiro. The halacha is that person that he was mudr hana from is still allowed to act a little bit on his behalf in certain ways. Shulka lo shiklo. Reuven says that Shimon is not allowed to give me hana. Shimon could pay the machzor shekel for Reuven. Shulka lo shiklo. He's allowed to do that. That's going to give him a chelek in all the carbon of sibur. Uporeya eschovo, and he's allowed to pay his debt. If Reuven owes money, Shimon is allowed to pay the debt off. That's not a violation of Mudr Hana. Umachzer lo avedaso. And Shimon is even allowed to give back a lost item that he found of Reuven's. That's also not called Hana, as the Gemara will explain each one. Ubimakem shenot linschar. And in a place where the Meshiv Avedas get rewarded, it's a minug of the place, tipel Hana lahektish. So then the owner is not allowed to pay the Meshiv Aveda. He has to give the money to Hektish. Why? Why is that? The owner was Mudr Hana from the other guy. Why shouldn't he be able to pay off the finder? So Rashi says, first skinny line, it must be a case where they're Mudr Hana from each other. That's Rashi. They're both Mudr Hana from each other. So therefore, yes, the Meshiv Aveda could return the item, because as we're going to see in the Gemara, that's his mitzvah. He's not giving it. He's giving him his own item, his own object. He's doing a mitzvah. That's not called giving hana. So Shimon can give the object back to Reuven, but Reuven cannot pay Shimon because Shimon also is mudr hana from Reuven. That's Shitas Rashi. It must be that this case is due, right, double directional, right, in both directions, and therefore he can't pay him. The hana has to go to Hekdesh. Ask the Ritva on Rashi. I don't like that pshat. Says the Ritva, lo duck. I don't think Rashi's right. The afilu baha. What do you mean? Let him pay. Why? Lomi heyamachzer asa bischaro. The la michavri is hani v'schar tirchu notel. What's he getting? He's getting paid for the work that he did. He's not getting direct benefit. He's getting a present from the owner. No, he's not getting. He's getting paid for the work that he did. He was toreach to find his items. He's getting paid for that. Why should that be answer? So the Ritva says no. The pshat is elahacha. It's only one direction, like the Pashas. Mudr Hana Mechaveiro. But what's the case here? Kishemachzir Yakaruach Shein Erosu Lito Scharo. The finder, the one who returned the item, is Mochel. He's Mochel. Don't pay me. Don't worry about it. And now the owner said, no, I want to give you. So now he says, don't pay me. So the owner has this money now. So now he should pay the other guy. And the other guy said, no, keep it. So that's the issue here. He's not allowed to keep it. Because that will be considered that the guy is giving him something. So because he was mochalit. So that's why you got to give it to Hektish. What's it? Why is this ritva important? What does it sound like from this ritva? It's not mukrach. But what did he say? That the owner of the item is allowed to keep the money that was nimchal to him because he's getting it from the other guy. What we discussed yesterday, 2 days ago. It sounds like from here that mechila is a type of hakna. That's what you get. If it's just a seal, if the other guy's just removing himself, why is that called hana? Not a raya, but it sounds like it. So that's what the ritva seems to be assuming. That the other guy is giving the owner something in this case, and that's why he'd have to return it to give it to Hektish. But Rashi, so it's a machlokas between Rashi and the Ritva. What's the pshat of this case? And the Ritva asks, Rashi says, it's double, they each were mudar hana from each other, and therefore he can't pay him for his efforts. The Ritva says, what do you mean? Paying for the efforts wouldn't be a problem anyway. So that's why the Ritva gives a different pshat, that the case is, no, that it was, he was just mochel on the money, on the payment. Therefore the guy's not allowed to keep it, he has to give it to Hektish. Fine. End of Mishnah in Nedarim. So says the Gemara now, Bishlama, I understand, Shokalo Ashiklo, I understand why somebody who is Mudar Hana, Ruben's Mudar Hana from Shimon, Shimon could give his Machzor Shekel for him, Mitzvah Kavod, because he's just doing a Mitzvah. He's not giving him direct Hana, he's doing a Mitzvah. Ditzan, the Mishnah says, in. See on the side, the Tanya, Mishnah says elsewhere, Tarmin in, we had in Bamitzia, we had similar discussions in Shkalim, Tarmin al ha'avud v'al ha'gavu v'al ha'asadlikvos. The Brisa there says that when the Kahanim take out from the different barrels in the Beis HaMikdash to use that money for the Karbanos Tzibur, when they take out the money, they have in mind all of Klal Yisrael, even people who sent their money in and it was lost. And even people who sent their money in and it's still on the way, it's not here yet. And even the al ha'asid ligvos, even people's money who aren't collected yet. And Rashi adds in, and that will never be collected. That sheet does Rashi. Rashi says, va'afil lo nigva l'achamikan. Everybody has a chelik in the carbon of seber. Okay, you want to have a real, give them a shekel and you have a bona fide chelik. But really, every member of Klal Yisrael has a chelik in the carbon of seber. So you see that, so that's the case. He's not really giving him any hana. I'm going to have a chelik in the carbon of seber whether I give Machzor Shekel or not. So you gave Machzor Shekel, so you did the mitzvah, wonderful. You get this car, you did the mitzvah on my behalf. Okay, fine. But what hana? You're not giving me hana, so that's why you'd be mutter. Tosus cannot fathom that somebody who does not give the Machzor Shekel will be included in the carbon of seber. Tosus doesn't fathom that. That's what the big shy law about women. Are women included? We spoke about this last week on a Tuesday night. Are women included in the Avodah Sibur in the Beis HaMikdash, related to Menorah, whether they have the Rav Sternbach mentioned, whether they have the Zikaron. But women don't give the Machzor Shekel. So are they included? So here the Rashi is assuming that even if you don't give the Machzor in the right Nafkamina Tfilas Musaf, in early Achronim talk about, is Machzor Shekel connected to the current Musaf? Do women have to daven Musaf? Okay, not for now. But either way, says Rashi, Allah Asid Ligbos, what's the Raya of the Gemara? It's not called Hana, because even somebody who does not give the Machzor Shekel is included in the Karban Seber. Tosus says, in Dimas Lav Allah Asid Ligbos, he cannot accept that, so he thinks, no, Allah Asid Ligbos, meaning if it's not Nigva yet. Right? It's not Nigva yet. Even if it's Nigva, as long as it's Nigva Labasof. But he cannot accept that it is, that it won't be nigva. And he can still have the raya from the Gemara. Because right now, it's working, even though I didn't give yet. So what that you gave for me now, but still, that's still not called hana. The Ritva has a third shot. He says, even ala asid ligvos, meaning what if you send it in and it gets there even too late? Let's say it gets in, we know the Kohanim took three times during the year, they took out money from these barrels. So what if you sent in your money and it got there after the third time? So all your money is going to be used for is like fixing temple upkeep, fixing the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. So is that really considered a chelik of the Karban HaSeber? So that's the chiddush, says the Ritva. Alatin Likvos, which aren't even going to be used for the Karban HaSeber, but still you're going to have the chelik. As long as you send in your money, even if it's used for other items, other areas in the Beis HaMikdash, that is still enough. So 3 days. Rashi tells us on the Ritva what exactly is meant here by Vala Asad Likbos. But anyway, says the Gemara. So fine, I understand that somebody who is Mudar Hanah from his friend could pay his Nachas a shekel for him. Umachzer lo Aveda Sonami Mitzvah Ka'avid. And also, he could return the Aveda. After all, he's doing a mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah. What does that mean, he's doing a mitzvah? He's giving him back an item. You know, is that like paying off a loan? We'll talk about it in a minute. If you're not allowed to get Hanah from me. I find your item. I give it back to you. That's Mutter? So Gemara says, so it's my mitzvah. What am I doing to you? It's my mitzvah. So the Ritva explains. There's two issues that you might have here. The fact that I was toreach for you, and the fact that I'm giving you back an item. So number one, the tircha, that's me. What do you have to do with the tircha? The tircha, I did the tircha. I did the tircha. Number two, it's your item. I'm giving you back your item. So why am I giving you anything new? Right? It's your item, it's law. So we discussed this a little bit in the past. Is an Aveda considered, right, it's your legal rishus, right? It's in your, are you allowed to be Maktush in Aveda if you don't know where it is? But again, this is mitzvah. You're giving him back his own item. That's what the Ritva says. The lashon of the Shittim Kubetzes is that you're being nehenef from the mitzvah and not from the gavra. To think about that lashon. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Ala maxir mutelas ha mitzvah v'chova alav l'kaima. It happens to me that he has to do the mitzvah, and you're getting benefit for the fact that Hashem told him to do this. But it's not called that he is giving you benefit. One other item here, and then we'll continue. It's an important Rashba in Meseches Nedarim, where this Gemara comes up at Daf Lamed Daled, where in the context, the Rashba in a larger piece relates to our line. But listen to the Rashba in general. The klal of Dahani Mili. Let me tell you the klal about this whole sugya. Dahamadir is chaveiro. If I am mutar hanah for my friend, yacho ligrom lo hanah. There's still a lot of hanah that I'm allowed to get from him. V'ushalo tavo ha hanah mamish mizelazeh. As long as hanah is not direct, right, you might say, well, is it doing benefit from him? But that doesn't matter. The rules and regulations of mutar hanah means direct benefit. If it's not direct benefit, in many cases, it's going to be mutter. Poreachobo v'shokel shiklo. I see. I'm a contractor, and you're mutter hanah for me. I could tell some of my friends to go to work in your house. It's not called hanah. All these cases, or if you're, I could put stuff down on the floor, and you could go take it yourself. V'imyesh, and then he adds, and this is what's important for us. Let's say if there's a mitzvah bedavar. Let's say, could you teach him Torah? If somebody's mutter hanah for you, you're allowed to teach him Torah. Melamdo, Mishnah, Halacha, Zagados, are you allowed to visit him if he's sick? Bikur Cholim? You're giving him an awe there? Ava Bisha Magia Hanala Chola Bibikuro? Mutter. Still mutter. Maybe relates to mitzvahs Lav Lahenos Nitnu in a different kind of way, but says the Rashba, as long as it's not direct, so doing a mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah. So what? You're the recipient of my mitzvah. But still what? It's my mitzvah. V'av Mach is taking a Ben Adam La Makom type of approach to even mitzvahs Ben Adam La Chavero. It's something that I have to do. Yes, you're the recipient. You're my hechi timsi to do the mitzvah. But still, it's my mitzvah. And even machzor avedaso. And this is what he says now. He says, number two things. Number one, he's doing his own mitzvah. And number two, there are a lot of people out there that could have returned this. So if he wouldn't have returned it, somebody else would have returned it. So you can't pin the hanah directly on this person. Harbe anashim yeshi yachziru. V'im lo yachzir zeh, yavo achav yachzir. V'im lo yilamdenu zeh, yavo achav yilamdenu. So that's what he says. This is not called direct hanah. So again, that's an important rashba we'll have to come back to. So what about an ani accepting staka? So the Rishonim here say, who says it? I have to find it. I think the Ritva said it. This does not apply to staka. Meaning if an ani is without, no, you can't give him direct staka from you. Oh, here it is, the Ritva. Yeah, aval aser hu lases lo mamon shel staka. Why kima de mamona di da yahivle? You still are choosing which ani you're taking from your money and choosing which ani to give it to. By the Aveda, it's his. And anybody can pick it up and give it back to him. But still, if you're giving a tangible object from your rishus to him, even though you're doing a mitzvah, still... Do you say by Manas Kahuna, could you give it? I'm not sure. Right, you can pick whichever coin you want. So maybe Manas Kahuna, you'd also say it. Also, you say by Manas Kahuna. Okay, so let's continue. So says the Gemara, again, we're still bishlama, fine if somebody's mudar hanah from his friend, you can give his machzor a shekel, and he can pay him back his aveda, ela porei lo eschovo, but the bishlama also says he can pay back the loan for him? Hakam ishtar shile, isn't that a violation? That's too much. You're paying for him, and he's not going to have to pay back. You're paying off his debt, and he's not going to have to pay that debt. Isn't that a violation? Amar Rav Oshia, no. Hamani Chanani, Damar Ibn Esma Osaf, that's why we brought this here. No, Rav Oshia says that's Chanan. What did Chanan say? If a neighbor gets up and pays the woman his onos, he does not get paid back from the husband. So you see, he's not doing so directly for the husband. So too here, if he pays back so for somebody, that's not called Hana. That's answer number one. Tosfos calls this Grumma Ba'alma. Tosfos Hamani, he says Grumma Ba'alma, it's not called a direct Hana. For Rava Amar, second answer, Afilu Temer Rabbanon. No, even it could fit according to the Rabbanon. Hacha Mayaskinon Shalava Manashalo Lefroa. What's the case here? The case here is where he borrowed money, the case of Nedarim, he borrowed money on condition Shalo Lefroa. What does that mean, Shalo Lefroa? So Rashi says, Shalo Lefroa means that I'll pay when I want. You cannot come to me and ask me for payment. There's no time limit on this loan. That's the case here. So there's a loan that there's no time limit on. I could pay you in 50 years if I want. So you pay for me. I'm happy about that. You didn't do anything for me. I didn't have to pay for another 100 years. So you didn't really do anything for me. That's the case. Really, it can be even going to the Rabbanan that it is called Hana. But what's that case in Nedarim where it's not called Hana? Because it's Amanah Shalom Lefroa. That's Shitas Rashi here. The Me'iri in Nedarim, there in that same Sugya, Lama Gimel Lama Dalad, says, look at the Lashon. Shalom Lefroa doesn't sound like that. Shalom Lefroa sounds like period. Shalom Lefroa. So the Me'iri says, no. He gave him a quote-unquote loan, but he gave it to him B'toras Chesed. You know what? If you can pay me back, wonderful. If not, okay. It's okay. You don't have to pay me back. So it's not a matana mamish. It's a loan. But he says, Shalom Lefroa, okay, you don't want to pay me back, it's fine. So that's the case. That's the case that that we're talking about here. And again, there is no hana there because he's not going to have to pay it back if he doesn't want to in the end. So says the government. So two answers. How you fit that Mishnah according to our Mishnah. So Mishnah, Rav Lo Amak Rav Oshia, Debukim Lak Rabbanon. I understand why Rava said his pshat, the second pshat, because he wants to learn the Mishnah like the Rabbanon. Ella, Rav Oshia, my time, Lo Amak Rava. So why, though, did Rav Oshia not want to say like Rava? Amalach Rav Oshia, because Rav Oshia does not want to say it's like the Shita of the Rabbanon. Why? Nehita Hana Leslay. Fine, he's not giving him direct Hana'a by paying the loan in these cases, because it's such a long time till he gets there. Kisuba mi Leslay. But still, there's still embarrassment. If I owe you money and I walk down the street, and I know that I didn't pay you back, even though I know that you gave me 100 years to pay back, still Hashem, I'm embarrassed. I'm Mizbayish. You did a Tova for me, I didn't do back for you. So that's why there's still, so you still gave him, Rav Oshia says that the Rabbanim would not allow that. The Rabbanim would not allow that, would still be a violation of Hana. Seems like many Rishonim do not have the next line of the Gemara. The Bach says maybe it's an inami hasa nami is lehana bahina the mixa mine. Either way, it sounds like a similar idea. Some of the Echronim discuss what the difference is. Either way, for our purposes, you know, it means that there's still hana there. There's still hana there, and therefore the Rabbanan would not allow it. Yeah, Menachem had a question. Okay, period. Next Mishnah. Admon. So we finished the two of Chanan, and now we get to the ones of Admon. Seven of Admon. Admon Amar Shiva. Admon said seven halachas. And they're put all here together at the end of Maseches Ksubas. Mishameis, that's why we get into other inyanim of Yishev Eretz Yisrael and other items, because Admon didn't only talk about Maseches Ksubas. So that's why we're going to have other items. Okay, Mishameis v'iniach banim u'banos. Someone dies and leaves young children. Bisman shanachas merubin, when there's plenty of assets for everybody. No problem. Habanim yorshim u'banos yizonis. The boys get Yerusha, din daraisa, that Yerusha is just for the Zacharim, va'baras Mizonos, and the daughters, right, Tanai Ksuba, the daughters get food, get Mizonos, as it says in the Ksuba, as we discussed a number of times earlier. What does it mean, Nizonos here? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. Does it mean just Mizonos? Does it mean Parnasa, which is the Nedunya? Right, the Rishonim discuss exactly what this means. But either way, there's enough Nachasim, spread the wealth. Uben Nachasim Muatim, but if there's only small amount, nechasim mu'atim. What is mu'atim? Rashi quotes from Baba Basra. It means it's only a 1 year amount, right, of support. Parnasa shnemas chodesh for them. So the nechasim mu'atim. So habanas yizonu. The daughters get their mizonos. V'habanim yachzor al hapsachim. And the boys have to be chozer al hapsachim. Have to go out and find. That's banas yizonah, banim yichazu l'psachim. Earlier, we discussed, the Gemara discussed, how the chachamim could be okr nachla daraisa, Yerusha daraisa, if if they're taking away Yerusha from the boys. That's the Chazam Watim, so the Banas Yizonim and the Banim Yachzor L'Psachim. Admon Omer, Admon says, and Tosva says it's not 100% clear whether Admon is arguing or not, or just exclaiming. Rabbi Tam says he might not be arguing. Admon Omer, Bishvil Sha'ani Zachar of Sadati? What, because I'm a male I lose? Meaning I'm a Baal Yarshin. I'm a Baal Yarshin man. You know, that's what the Torah says. That's just because there's not enough to chazim. I got to give it to my sisters. Bishvil Nizachar of Sadati? Doesn't say what the therefore is. Just says that exclamation. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Rohani is Devei Admon. I think Admon has a good taina. I think he has a good claim. We don't exactly understand the claim. What is it? So what? He's male. So Chazal said that you're not going to get it in this case. So the Gemara will explain exactly what it means. Maika Amar. So what exactly did Admon mean? So Amar by Hachi Kamar. This is what he meant. Bishvil Sha'ani Zachar V'roi Lasok Batorah. If Sadati, I'm an Osek Batorah. I'm going to be Osek Batorah. So what do you mean? I should lose? So the Gemara says, Amar Le Rava, 1 minute. So we'll get back to that line soon. Let's just finish. Man da Osek Batorah Diyaris, Man da Osek Batorah Lo Yaris? What does Yerusha have to do with Talmud Torah? I learned Torah, so therefore I should get Yerusha. What does one have to do with the other? Okay, wonderful. He learns Torah. So what does one have to do with the other? Tosas points out that earlier we said one has to do with the other. Tosas Yerusha Amar Rava. We had earlier Daf Mem Tes in a different context that one has to do with the other, but Tosas points out there was about a mitzvah. There, the Gemara was talking about, is it more logical for a man to have to support his little boys or his little girls? So there, the Gemara went back and forth. Maybe the little boys because they're Osek Batorah, maybe the little girls because there's more zilzel. So either way, so Tosas says, in the context of a mitzvah, fine. But what does it do here, Yerusha? Right, so just because he learns Torah, he's more entitled. So El Amarava Hachi Kamar, this is what he meant. Bishvil Sha'ani Zachar V'roi Lirash, B'nechasim Merubin, Hifsadim Nechasim Watim. If I'm a Yerusha person, didn't the rise to get Yerusha? Just because there's less assets, I should get less? That's the Taina. Nothing to do with the Talmud Torah. But the Gemara here does bring up the issue of Talmud Torah for men and Talmud Torah for women. It says, Bishvil Sha'ani Zach, right, he says, the man to Asik Batorah, right, Roy Lasik Batorah, Hifsadati? Right, so the issue, just to touch on it for a couple of minutes, we have a little time, but the issue of women, Talmud Torah for women. So again, it is clear, the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin is clear about it, that women are peturos, me'ikar hadin from Talmud Torah, from some type of Talmud Torah. That's what the Gemara says, Darshan Maseches Kiddushin, on Daf Chavtes, that, v'limatem es b'neichem, v'lo b'noseichem, right, women are not mechuyavos in Talmud Torah. Fine. The Shaila is, two kshaylas. What if they want to learn? Can she? They don't have to. Can she? Number two, is that 100% clear that the pater from all types of Talmud Torah? So, famous Mishnah Maseches Sota on Daf Chaf, where Ben Azai says a person has to teach his daughter Torah because if she doesn't know Torah, then what's going to happen? She's going to drink the Mei Sota. That's why this is in Sota. And nothing's going to happen to her. And she's going to say, hey, look what happened. I'm clean. The Mei Sota didn't work. It's all a farce. If she learns a little bit, she'll realize that there's something called Zchus Avos. That even though she's culpable, but she's not going to get punished because of chosavos. So that's why you have to teach her Torah. That's Ben Azai. And Rabbi Lezer says, no way. Kol malami bito Torah ki'ilu lom de tiflus. Right? Very unusual. Lashon, what exactly does that mean? Something that's not, he's not pro Talmud Torah lanashim. Rabbi Lezer. This tiflus, some type of foolishness, Rashi says there. Maybe she'll, it'll lead to, she's not educated in other areas, so therefore it'll lead to immorality. The Meiri there says she'll think of it in a trivial way. She doesn't have the proper appreciation with all the backgrounds. A little knowledge might be a danger. Either way, so the question is, what exactly does Rabbi Lezer mean? This is quoted in the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this. This idea, right? You can't teach your daughter Torah because most women are not mechuvan to learn. Says the Rambam, and therefore it's inappropriate because they're not educated properly in order to be able to have the proper. Understanding. So again, it seems like, if you read these Gemara, it seems like, you know, the Rambam, there's more to talk about in the Rambam, we're not going to, but it seems like here, so then that's, there's nothing to talk about. But, there are some other issues. Look at the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Birchas HaTorah, the Shulchan Aruch says women have to say Birchas HaTorah. And the big shaila is what? What do you mean? What do you mean women are parted from Talmud Torah? And the Shulchan Aruch himself says that women don't make brachas on Zman Gromas, right? You know, the women don't make a bracha on a lulav and a shofar. Rama says, yeah, but the Shulchan Aruch says not. And here the Shulchan Aruch says, women do make a bracha on Berachas HaTorah. Right? So where does it come from? So there are a number of answers given. One is really three areas, just to touch on. Number one is that the Rama says clearly in Yoredeya that women have to learn mitzvahs that are shayach to them. Meaning mitzvahs that are shayach to them that they have to learn, they have to learn. Meaning all they have to learn is Arachayim of an Ezra Yoredeya and Choshe Mishpat. That's it. Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. That's it. Halavai, we should know, you know, exactly what they have to learn according to the Rama. Right? Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Kashrus, Hilchas Avelos. They got to learn everything. Okay, they don't have to learn every lishma nekuda about the minchas haomer. Okay, every fine. They don't have to focus on menachas right now. They will have to focus on menachas. They're gonna have to behere yibada beis hamikdash. Okay, there are certain other aspects, but that's what the Magen Avraham says. They have to make brachas haTorah because they have to learn plenty. What do you mean? They're potter from the extra aspects of lishma. The Rama says they have to learn plenty. So plenty mitzvot hashayachas lahem. So that is number. You're right there. Do they have the lishma aspect, just more of a lamaisa aspect? Okay, but the Rama at least says halacha lamaisa, women have a chiyuv to learn, and that's why the Magen Avraham says that they do make a bracha on berachas haTorah. There is the famous Chavetz Chaim where he writes in Likutei Halachos his commentary on Maseches Sota. Over there, I'll read it to you. I have a copy of it here. Where is my Likutei Halachos? Here, v'nireh. Venira, the koze davka bizmanim shilafaneinu, shikolechad ayadar b'makam avosav, v'kabalas avosav ayachazak ma'od, eizakolechad v'echad, l'snayim v'derach shidarko avosav. In the earlier generations, this applied. When they got the education from the home, and everything was more insular, and there was not as much worries from the outside. Aval ka'es, and women were not educated at all, before 200 years ago. They're going to read. They're going to read it all. So we got to teach. That's why it wasn't shayach. Avol ke'es ba'avonoseinu harabim shekabalas ha'avos nisrofeif ma'od ma'od. Right, the mesorah in our families, it's so weak. V'gam matzishin ador makam avosav klal. Many girls go out to study. Right, they're not living at home anyway. Bevadai mitzvah rabba lolamdam. So this is his lashon. Lolamdam chumish. V'gam neviyim uksuvim u'musare chazal. Kigon Maseches Avos, V'sefer Menoras Hamar, Kedeshis Ames Etzlam Inyan Emunaseinu Hakadosha. Svarim and Limud that gives them deep emuna. D'ilav Hachi, because if not, they're going to go off the derech. Says that that's already the Pesach. The Chavetz Chaim writes 80 years ago, that one has to do it because, you know, we live in a generation where they're not going to get the education from the home, so one has to give them Talmud Torah. And the big Shiloh in the postgame is how far to take this start of the Chavetz Chaim. Again, there's poskim mekatzeh el katzeh. Yeah.
Why did he focus on emuna more than Shabbos?
Why did he focus more on emuna than on Shabbos? I guess that was, you know, you could, if you don't have the proper emuna and hashkafa, you're not going to want to keep Shabbos. So once a year, that's what you has to be given. So again, there are those mekatzeh el katzeh. Again, there are those more of the Vayol Moshe. The Sadme Rebbe writes in his writings about the, he has a maimer limitor lanashim. Right, in the same volume as was mentioned last night, the Shalosh Shavuos and others, very, very minimal. Just not even Rashi ala Torah, no Torah Shebal Peh. Very, very minimal. Just, outside, it's a mitzvah that are shaykh to them, not too deep, and the Chavetz Chaim never meant more than this. That's his approach, and that is the basis for many, Beis Yaakov movements who don't, there's no Torah Shebal Peh, that's the derech that they follow. Many others are more expansive. Rav Zalman Sarotskin has one of his svarim, Mosayim LeMishpat. He says, no, he says you have to be more expansive. They learn depth in other areas, so you have to give them more. They have to be able to take it seriously. And the question is, how far do you go? Do you give them the text? You know, do you get? I mean, this is, you could go to the other extreme. Rav Soloveitchik gave deep Torah Shabbat Peshiurim to women. And again, in many circles, some folks can point out, we're going to teach them Rashi, I can teach them Mishnayos. Rashi quotes Midrashim and Mishnayos. Rashi quotes everything, Allah Torah. So again, you have to know, again, Yish Mi Amal Lismoch, what many, right, if somebody is L'Shem Shemayim and they're in the context, in the proper context, so then this is a big sugya. But again, it relates to a little bit what we said today about where the man says "Manda Asik Batara." Again, remember, women also have a lot to learn. Also, Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, all the mitzvahs that are shayach to them. Okay, now we move on. Again, we didn't pasken anything here. We're just bringing up some issues. This is a Daf Yomi Shir. Yeah. Right, it says Osek. It says Aski Batara. So what is that? Right, Lasok B'Divrei Torah. Maybe it's a different type of learning. Aski Batara. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Next, Hatoin is Chaveir Kadeshan Memhode Bakankanim. If a man goes over to his friend and says, you owe me barrels of oil. And he says, I owe you barrels. Right, so why is there a difference between Kadi and Kankanim? Tosafot Yadav says they're the same thing. Okay, just to teach me that they're the same thing. So Admon Omer, hold the Hodim Mixas Tani Shava. Admon says, you owe Modim Mixas. Right, you owe Modim Mixas. He tined, he wanted oil and barrels, and he admitted on the barrels. So that's Modim Mixas, one of the three Shvua Daraises, and therefore you have to swear. The Chamim Omer, Ein Hodas, Mixas Mimena Taina. The Chamim say, nope, this is not a case of Modim Mixas. Amar Gamliel Rohani is every Admon. Gamliel says, I agree with Admon. Shma mina. The Hava mina of the Gemara is that the reason for the Rabbanan, why do the Rabbanan say this is not Modim Mixas? Because Modim Mixas requires you to admit and deny within one item. Here, he admitted to the whole barrel, and he denied all the oil. That's why it's not Modim Mixas here in the Hava mina. So Shma mina, the Rabbanan, to Anuchitim Visar, Modim Visar, and Potter. So you mashma from this Mishnah that according to the Rabbanan, if somebody comes and tines wheat and barley, and somebody admits to the barley, he's also potter. Why? Because you were kofer bakol on the wheat, and you were mode bakol on the barley. So is that what we're supposed to get out of the sheet of the Rabbanan? Isn't that against Shmuel? Shmuel says in that case you'd be chayiv. That is a case of mode bemiksas. So Rav Yudam Arav, Rav said, no, we misunderstood the Mishnah. The reason the Rabbanan say that you're potter is not because you only admitted to barrels and not to oil, but betoan omida, because really there was never a taina on barrels. The guy wasn't even towing barrels, he wanted his oil. So he said, give me oil, and you said barrels. So what is that? You're mean that you just used the barrels as a measurement of how much the barrels didn't have their own unique character, their own independence. Hopefully we'll get back to that in a second, one line on that. Ihachi, my time with the Anmo. If he didn't tie in the barrels, then what was Anmo talking about? He was tying oil and he was mowed the barrels. So how does Kadamon say that is mowed the mixas? So Ela Amar Rava. Rava says the following. To Kuli Alma, everybody agrees. Hey, Chad Amar Le, Malay, Asara Kadi Shema Yishli Bebarach. So then if he says, I have 10 barrelfuls of oil in your bar, so Shema Katon Le, Kakan Lo Katon Le, that Lushin is only oil. He's only being towing oil and not barrels. And everybody would agree that if you just admit barrels, it's not more than a mixas. If he says, Asara kade shemen maleim, yeshli etzlech, shemen v'kakanem katoinle. That lashon, 10 barrels of oil that are full, the umdana is that he's being toined both. Ki pligi, the machlokas in the Mishnah is, hecha to amar le asara kade shemen, yeshli etzlech. He doesn't say full. He just said, 10 barrels of oil I have by you. So Admon Omer Yish Lashon Azel Lashon Kankanim. Admon says it's that Lashon is Mashma Tviya, a Taina of both. Rabbanan Zarei Lashon Azel Lashon Kankanim. The Rabbanan say no, he's only being towing oil in that case. Says the Gemara 1 minute. Ela Taima Deim Lashon Azel Lashon Kankanim. The Rabbanan only say Pater because he's not being towing Kankanim in this case. Ha Yish Lashon Azel Lashon Kankanim. But if you knew for sure that the Tviya was for Kankanim and Shemen, and the Hoda'a was one of them Chayiv, you'd be Chayiv in that case. So opposite question from before. Let's say it's a kashan Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba. Dabar Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba. Tanu Chitim Vissa Orin. V'hod lo be'echam yam Pater. Right, the opposite of the sheet of Shmuel we had earlier. Right, so if you now we're saying the opposite, it's mashma from the Gemara. So the Gemara answers no. Don't compare a case where he wants to claim wheat and barley and admits to one. There you might say that you are potter. That's different than a case of oil and barrels. Why? Amar Simi Barashi Naase Kemisha Tano Rimon Beklipaso. No, there's more of a connection between a barrel and the oil. That's like a pomegranate with its peel. So there you're really being towing both, and when you admit to one, that's Modim Mixas. But if you're towing Chitim and Sa'orin, and you only admit to one of them, that's not Modim Mixas. They're two different things. That's a case of Modim Bakol and Kofer Bakol. So Matzkav Ravina, we're comparing a Rimon and its, a pomegranate and its peel with a barrel and the oil? Rimon blo klipas lo mintar. No, a Rimon gets ruined if it doesn't have its peel. Shemon mintar blo kankanim, but the oil doesn't need a barrel. Oil could be anywhere. So we're still stuck. Again, why did we reject these past two possibilities? Because it goes against one of the Amorim. So Ela Hachom Mayaskinam, final try. What's the machlokas about? He says, you have 10 barrels of oil of mine. The Amorle Idach, and the guy answers, Shemen, I never owed you oil. I don't know what you're talking about with the oil. The Kankanim Nami, You said 10, I say 5. Right, so he's covered by coal on the oil, and he is motive mixas on the barrels. So Admon Omer Yesh Blashon Azel Lashon Karkanim. Admon says that there in that Lashon, the Tfiyah includes barrels also. So it's a real mode of a mixas on the barrels. Umiga Dukam Mishtaveya Karkanim Mishtaveya Nami Hashem and Aide Gilgol. And once you're swearing on the barrels, says Admon, you also swear on the oil through the principle of Gilgal Shvua. You, once you're swearing about one thing, you roll another Shvua onto him. For Rabbanan Sarvi, no. Ain't Blashon Azel Lashon Kankanim? Really, this Lashon, he's not asking Kankanim at all. So he admitted to Kankanim, so what? Mashatano, Lohodolo, Mashahodolo, Lotano. So that's why it's not a case of Modeh B'Miksas. So again, we touched a little bit on Modeh B'Miksas, but Metzia issues, just to mention one point, where the Gemara at one point said, Betoano Mida. And what did that mean? That really the barrels have no significance. But he says, I want my oil. The barrel is not independent. So he mentioned in a Tfilas Kalim Shir, an important sheet of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe deals with the issue of, let's say, you buy a Snapple, and after you drink it, you want to keep the bottle. Do you have to tovel it? Glass requires tefillah, midah rabbanan. Right, glass is vade mechuyav tefillah. So you have to tovel those bottles. Let's say you buy anything, pickles in a glass. Plastic is not a problem. But pickles in a glass. So Rav Moshe has a big chiddush. Rav Moshe has in Yoredeya, in Chelek Beis, Simin Mem, that you do not have to tovel them even if you don't want to keep them. That's Rav Moshe Shita. Others argue, maybe you should tovel them without a bracha, but you don't have to. Why? Because Rav Moshe says, what do you buy from the non-Jew? You bought the Snapple, you didn't buy the bottle. What, you paid $1.25, a dollar for the Snapple and a quarter for the... You didn't do that. You bought it's butthole. It doesn't have its own independence. They package it in this bottle, but it doesn't have its own independence. And you know what, says Rav Moshe? When you decide to keep it, so then it's called Asiyah B'Yad Yisrael. You only have to... What's the chiyat tefillah? If you buy something that was made by a non-Jew, you didn't buy this from a non-Jew. You didn't buy this. It came with it. And when you decide to keep it, that's Asiyah B'Yad Yisrael. Says Rav Moshe, that's here. Toan Amida. It's bottle to what's inside. That's Rav Moshe in Yoredeya, Beisman. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue.